Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are kind. Oh Lord, we worship you. You are God, and you are God forevermore. You are God from beginning to the end. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. Oh Lord, we worship you. Lord, we bow down and we say, thank you, Lord. You are good. You are kind. You are merciful. Thank you, oh Lord Jesus. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we lay it to heart to say thank you for all that you have done, for protection, for provision, for your love that is eternal. Lord, we thank you. And Father, we are before you this morning to show our heart of gratitude, to show our appreciation unto you, Lord. We pray, let your glory be upon our life this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his kind. Honor him for his kind, his good, and his mercy endures forever over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. I declare by his word, no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, today I step out in grace, I step out in glory. Today I step out in the love of God for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, today I stand upon his word and I frustrate every tokens of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, every enterprise of the wicked over my life is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, my life is preserved by the blood of Jesus. I declare today the enterprise of the wicked over me will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is designed to fashion against my day, you are frustrated. You will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that I am the man that enjoys the mercy of the Lord. I stand in mercy. I stand in the grace of God. I stand upon the solid rock and I declare all other sand a sinking sand. In the name of Jesus, I step out in the grace of God today. I move in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, nature around me favors me. In the name of Jesus, my going out is in glory and my coming back is with testimony. In the name of Jesus, as I appear before the Lord today, my strength is renewed. Glory is poured out unto me. In the name of Jesus, I behold the glory of the Lord and my life is transformed. In the name of Jesus, I am the bearer of his testimony. I am the ark of covenant. I become untouchable for the plans of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. As I step out today, I declare that I enjoy angelic assistance. He has said concerning me in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am the plantation of the Lord. I am planted in the garden of my God. I am watered from the presence of the Lord. Oh, I therefore declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, my heritage is blessed. My portion is blessing from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am under the cover of his glory. I am under the cover of his mercy. I am under the cover of his favor. In the name of Jesus, this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. Oh, this day, I am called the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord has declared declared unto me by his word, that blessed am I as I step out, that I am blessed as I am going out, and I am blessed as I am coming back in. The Lord bless me, bless the works of my hand. The Lord bless me, bless all the increase of my body. The Lord bless me, bless all that I lay my hand upon in the name of Jesus. The plan of the enemy to move me out of the presence of the Lord is frustrated. Your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Dearly beloved, today is Sunday. We are going to worship the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his goodness, for his kindness upon us. Our God is good. Our God is a mighty God, is worthy to be praised. We honor him for his love, for his love that cannot be compared. God is great in his glory, is great in his majesty, is good. Our God is a kind God. I want you to magnify the Lord. Magnify him, because it is by the mercy of the Lord. It is by his mercy that we are the expression. You and I are the expression of his love. We are the expression of his mercy. We are the expression of his grace. Give him honor. I want you to bless the name of the Lord this morning, for his God eternal, is God forever, is God with us, is God for us, is God in us, is God over us, is all form of God unto us. We are not serving the dead God, is alive forevermore. I want you to magnify his holy name. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to sing unto the Lord. We are going to bless his name. I want us to read from the book of Luke. I want you to look at the song of praise that Mary offered unto the Lord when the angel visited her. Luke chapter 1, we are going to read from verse 46 to verse 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has lifted the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forevermore." Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I want you to give glory unto him. I want you to speak out as an expression of a sound of joy that arises from within you. Speak from within you yourself. Sing unto him the words of psalm, the words of praises. Speak unto the Lord. Say words unto him like, "You are God above all. You are Lord of all lords. You are God seated on the throne forever, enthroned King of all, enthroned King forever and ever." Say words unto him like, "Your glory is everlasting. Your mercy is sure, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy, plenteous in compassion, plenteous in your love towards me, towards the sons of men." Say words unto him like, "Father, I acknowledge your lordship. I acknowledge your mercy. I acknowledge your compassion over me, for there is none like unto you. In you is life, and this life is the light that shines in me, that shines on us, and this is the light that shines through us and over us. Oh, for my life is the full expression of your grace, full expression of your glory." Say words unto him like, "Every tongue and tribe, every race and generation shall praise your name forever." Tongues and tribes, race and generation, either white, black, whatever the color, they shall praise your name forever. Say words unto him like, "Your glory is great, and there is greatness in your glory. Your majesty King of all, your majesty, I lay my crown before you at your feet, King of all. Your glory cannot be fully described, for the weight of who you are, no words can carry. But for me, I am the expression of your glory. I am the expression of your grace. I am the expression of your mercy. I am the expression of your love, the symbol of mercy, the symbol that you, the Lord, you have brought salvation in this world. You are God, and you are God forever. Say words unto him like, my soul magnifies the Lord forever. Say unto him that my spirit worship your name forever. Say words unto him like, death cannot hold you, my Lord, my Father, captive. That even in the grave is alive, there is no controversy. I am not serving a dead God. My Father is alive forevermore. Oh, bask in the glory of his presence. Bask in the glory of his mercy. Speak unto him, say words unto him that I can proudly stand and say that my God is alive. I can proudly stand and say that I am the full expression of his mercy. I am the expression of his grace. I am the expression of his majesty. Oh, stand and speak unto him. Every tongue and tribe, every race and generation shall praise your name forever. Generation comes and generation are gone, but your name is forever praised. O Lord, you are good, you are kind, you are great, and your mercy endures forever. You are gracious, slow to anger, but plenteous in mercy, plenteous in compassion, plenteous in grace, plenteous in love. For you are the life that is within me, the life that I have. And this life that you have given to me is the light that shines out of me, that shows to the world that truly I am a child of God. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to believe that right from within you, you are able to say sweet words unto him. He loves me. He loves you without any reason. The love that you think you have for him is not as equal as the love that he has for you. We love him because he first loved us and he gave us his only begotten son. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for grace, O God. We worship you. Father, this morning, we enthrone you Lord of Lords, even though you are God and there is no controversy. But with our confession, with our mouth, we declare you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no comparing you with any man. You are God, you are good, you are kind, and your mercy endures forevermore. We honor you. We declare your majesty, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We lay it to heart to say thank you. Lord, we worship you. We lift up our voice and we say you are good, you are kind for all that you have done from the beginning up to this moment. And even from this moment up to the moment that you, the Lord, you know, you are God forevermore. God bless you. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Amen. Praise God. Remember, dearly beloved, the Lord Jesus is coming. We are going to go with him and to behold the glory of his presence, to walk on the street of gold and to say unto him that, my Father, oh, here I am at last in your kingdom. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Remember, it's the day that we have chosen to come together in worship. So I want to encourage you, beloved, join the brethren wherever you are and worship with them. Give glory to the name of the Lord together. Come before the Lord in Zion and receive strength. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.